Lelam doy chafina. His, what was the purpose that the Zikne Bezdin gave over the Kohen Gadol now to the Zikne Kuna, and they brought him up to this house, the Beis Hachinus, to this Lishcha? What was the purpose? To teach him how to do the chafina, how to do the avodah with the Ktiris. Rashi told Lelam doy chafina. Molicha noiser le Beis Hachinus, Shesham HaKtiris Motzi. That's where they used to have the Ktiris. And used to teach him the lochas how to do the Ktiris. Omer Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, Shtei Lishchois Hoyle le Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol comes out now, had two different Lishchois, two different rooms. Achas Lishchos for Hadrin, that's what we had in the first Mishnah, that the 7 days we take him away from his house, into the Lishchos for Hadrin, and that's where he used to sleep. Trashe Lishin Shom, that would be like his bedroom, these 7 days, that's where he would sleep. The Achas Lishchois Beis Tavtinus. The Bible says by daytime he would be by the Lishka of the Beis Tavtinus to teach Rashi Lilmoid Chafina, to teach him how to do the Chafina, how to get the handful of the Ktiris. That's what we used to teach him. So these are the two rooms the Kohen Gadol would use these 7 days of his Zman HaPrishim. Now Achas Betzofin, the Achas Bedorim. One was on the north side of the Beis HaMikdash, and one was on the Dorim, the south side of the Beis HaMikdash. Achas Betzofin, one was on the north side, the Mord so far doesn't say which is which. Where was Lishkas for Hadrin and where was Lishkas Beis Haftinus? We just know one was on the north, one was on the south. Now Achas Pitzof, and how do we know one was on the south side? Tipnan, we learned like this in Mishnah Midas. Vav Lishkois Hoyu B'Yazorah. There were six different Lishkois in the Yazorah. Gimel Pitzofim, the Gimel B'Dorim. Three of them was on Sofin side, on the north side, and three of them was on the south side. Now the Mishnah Talmud says that Vav Lishkois Hoyu B'Yazorah. There were three different six of them in the Azara. Pashim means in the Ezras Yisrael. Gimel B'Tzofen, three of them was on Tzofen, the Gimel B'Dorin. She B'Dorin on the south side was Lishchas HaMelech. Lishchas HaMelech was the Lishchas Pa'aparvo and Lishchas HaMadichin. This were the three rooms they had on the left side, on the Dorim side. Now what were these rooms for? Lishchas HaMelech was the salt room, Sheshamayu Noisten Melech LeKorban. That was the room they used to store the salt to use for the different karbonis. That's why it was called a Lishkas HaMelech. Lishkas HaParva, another room there was called Lishkas HaParva. Why was it Lishkas HaParva? Shesham Hayu Molchin Oyrois Kodeshim. That's what used to salt the skin of the Kodeshim. That's why it was called Parva. Some say it was Parva because that was the name of the person that built it. Rashi say here? Yeah. Don't say why it was called a name. Hits in this room, though, they used to salt the skins. The algago on top of the roof of this Lishkas HaParvom, Hoyse Beis HaTfilah. That's where the mikveh was, the Kohen Gadol of Yom HaKippurim, where the Kohen Gadol used to be tovel on Yom Kippur, was on the roof of the Lishkas HaParvom. Rashi's algago, Hoyu Beis HaTfilah, means Mei Mayin Hoyu Boyin Lishom Beroyma. That the well water used to come up all the way on top there, and that's where it used to be Tevel. Lishkas HaMadichin, then next to it was Lishkas HaMadichin, what does that mean? Shamhoyo Madichin, that was the room they used to wash off, Kirvei Kodeshim. The inside, the kishkids of the animals for the Kodeshim, they used to clean them out in that room. That's why it was called Lishkas HaMadichin. O Misham, and from this Lishkam, no Misham, Mesib Oilo Legag Beis HaParva, they had like a Mesib, like a root, to go up to the roof of the Beis HaParva. This was the three Lishkois there on the Dorm side, on the south side, there are these three Lishkois. In the according to this picture, on the Ezra's Yisrael, they had it. Now, Gimel Shebetzofen, there are three of them on the north side. Lishkos Eitz, with a special room for the wood. Lishkos Hagoyle, we'll soon see what that is. And Lishkos Hagozis, where the Sanhedrin was. Lishkos Eitz, a room for the wood, Omer Reb Eliezer Ben Yaakov. Shachachti Meh Hoysa Meshameshes. Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov forgot exactly what they did with this room. The Lishkos Eitz, he forgot what they did with it. And Avishalom, Avishalom said to him, Lishkos Kohen Gadol Hoysa, Achurei Shteim. That the Lishka of the Kohen Gadol, that's what it was. The Shaleitz, that's the room that the Kohen Gadol used to use. And it was Achurei Shteim. It was in the back of these other two rooms. The Gag Shloshtim Shavah. But the roofs of all these three rooms, it's on the Tzofen side, was equal. The roof of all three were equal. Just the Lishkas HaEitz, where the Kohen Gadol used to use, that was in the back of those two. Kaita. Lishkas HaGoyla, what was the Lishkas, the room for the Goyla? Shom Hayu Bor HaGoyla. That's where there's a well for water. The agal go nosen alov, and he used to have the wheel to get it up with. Or misha mastik in mayim lechol hazorah. That's what used to get all the water to use for the whole hazorah, to clean it, to use it. Anytime they needed water, they go to this lishka. That was called lishka tagoyla. That was lishka that had the wheel to wheel up the drawer up the water. Lishka tagozis. What was lishka tagozis? Shemhoyu sanhedrin shoy yisrael. Yosheves v'donias akanim. That's where Mamash the Lishka Sagozis means, where the Sanhedrin used to have a special room on the side of the Ezras Yisrael, and they used to sit there and be dan the Kanan to see if they're tzaddikim, if they deserve to be Kanan or not. Or Misha Nimtzu by Psul. If they find any current that has a Psul, either Psul Mishpachor or Stam Mispost that can't be avoided today, is Hayolay Vishchorim. They would make him wear black today. Or Misatev Shchorim. He'll wear something black around his head. The Yotzei V'Hoylechla. He would leave the Beis HaMikdash. What about the Kohanim that were okay? They did not find anything wrong with them. They would wear white clothing. They would wrap something white around them, around the head. And then they would go in to do the avodah with the other Kohanim. That was okay. Yeah. Now, Achas B'dorim, there was another Lishka on the Dorim side on the south side. The Tanam learned like this. Shivar Sha'orin Hoyu B'Azara. There were seven different gates in the Azara. Gimel B'tzofen, three of them was on the north side. The Gimel B'dorim, the Yechod B'mizrach, and one was on the east side. Sheb B'dorim on the south side was Shar Hadlaka. That was one Shar Hadlaka. He has the other pictures here. These are on the outside. The different Shiorim, different gates, first coming in right to the Azara. So the first one was Shar HaDloka, and Shengel, the second one next to it, was the Shar HaKorban, and Shlishiloi Shar HaMayim. Rashi says, Shar HaMayim, Sheboi Machnisen Tlucha Shomayim Shonisach Bechan. He used to bring the bucket of water for the Nisach HaMayim through that gate. Kachal first Peshkolim. Shar HaDloka, that's used to have the lights coming in from. And Shar HaKorban, they brought the Korbanis in through that one. This was on the Dorim side. Sheb Mizrach, what about the gates coming into the east side? Shar Nikner, it was Shar Nikner. And there were two different rooms right next to it. Achas Biminov, Achas Bismurli. One on the right side of the Shar Nikner, and one on the left side. Achas Lishchas Pinchas Amalbish. One was a room for Pinchas, the Kohen, used to dress all the Kohanim. The Achas Lishchas Oisei Chavitin. And one was a Lishcha for the Kohanim that used to bring the Chavitin. They had a special room there. Sheb Tzofen, what about the gates on the north side? Was Shar Nitzutz, and Shar Nitzutz had Binyan Achsadra, Hoyu, it was like a Binyan, like an open porch, Valiya Benuyaloi, and it had an attic on top of it, Agabov. Vishom Kahanim Shomrim Mulmala, Oleviyim Mulmata. That was like a Beis HaShomer, that the Kahanim used to watch the Beis HaMikdash on top, on the Aliyah of the attic, and the Leviyim would watch from the bottom. Vishlefnim Himenu, and in front of this, was a chayil, was the gate. That's the chayil, is the outside portion of the Azara, of the Beis HaMikdash. Like, you come into the Har HaBayis, then you have the chayil, then you have the chaymis of the Beis HaMikdash itself. Now, Shein Loi, the next one to it, was Shar HaKorban. Shlishi Loi was Shar Beis HaMukit. V'tanya, we learned that Chomesh Tfilois V'yasara Kedushin Tevlim Kohen Gadol. Five Tfilos the Kohen Gadol had to do, and 10 times they had to be Mekadish, the Yadayim V'raglayim. The Kohen Gadol here, or Mekadesh Boy Bayoyim, Toivel, Kohen Gadol, or Mekadesh Boy Bayoyim, the Chulam Bakodesh, and all these 5 tefillahs, and the 10 times he had to be Mekadesh, his Yodayim Raglayim, was all done Bakodesh. Agag Beis HaParva, on the house, on the roof of the Beis HaParva. That's where the Beis HaTefillah was. Chutz Mizu, Shoysa Bachurim. Achutz, the first one that was outside Bachurim, which was Agag Beis HaMayim. Ovetzad lishchosoi hoyu. It was on the side of the lishcha. Yeah, period. Trashi chutz mizu tefila rishoyne. Chutz from the first tefila. Shein abo b'shvul yom kippur. Shav kol yom esashon eshminu per gimel. Ein odom nichnas liazor afilu tor ad sheyitzchol. Any kohen can't come into the Beis HaMikdash until first to make the tefila. Avot tefila saboyis machmos yom kippurim. But the next 4 tefilas that he has to do special for Yom Kippur, being a Mokim Kodesh, has to be done in the Beis HaMikdash. Zochik Tziv, Vuhu, Verochat, says Vesor, B'mayim, B'mokim Kodesh. We see there is a lishka that he had bedarim. His assessi here, it was near his lishka. So you see, one lishka for the Kohen Gadol was on Durham's side. So clearly, one of them was on Durham and one was on Sofen. So tomorrow, below Yadana, we don't know, Elishka's Parhadrin Pitsofen was Elishka's Parhadrin, the room that the Kohen Gadol slept in those 7 days. Was that on the north side? Well, Lishka's based on Tinus Bedorim, and then the Lishka's based on Tinus, where they used to teach him to do the Chvina, that was on the south side, or maybe the opposite way. Or Lishka's based on Tinus was Pitsofen on the north side. For Lishka's Parhadrin, that was Bedorim, maybe that was on the south side. The Gemara says, when Mestavra, the Svara goes to say that the Lishka is Parhadrin Bedorim. It's more Mestavra to say the Lishka that he used to sleep in, Parhadrin, that was on the south side. Notice he used to get up in the morning on the south side. Why? My time, what do you say that for? For Amakdim Koi, or Mesechas Raglov, he used to get up, and he has to go to the Beski, say Mesechas Raglov, the Tovel, then he would be Tovel, the Yozel would soften, then he would come to the north side, the Gomachvina, and he would do the Chavina for the Kteris, the Yosla Beis Hamigdash, the Yavad Avoida, and he would do the Avoida, Kula Yom, this is not going on Yom Kippur, this is going on these 7 days now, during the Mishnah's Prisha. So they're saying these 7 days used to sleep in Lishkas Parhadrin. So we want to say now that was on Durham side. To say why, he used to get up in the morning, and he used to go Mesechas Raglu, he used to go to the Beis Kisayim, after that he had to be Tovel, the Yosla itself, and then he went to the north side, and he learned Hilchas Chavina, the Yosla Beis Hamikdash, the Yavad Avoid, like we had before, all those 7 days the Kohen Gadol brought the Tomid, he brought the Kabbonis those days. Kula Yoyim Alabahadi Panya, he worked, he did the Avoid the whole day. When it came before Shki, like we had before, Modu Aleha, all those 7 days we used to sprinkle on him from the Nechatis, and he became Tomid from that. Vahadar Osladorim, then he went back to the south side, Vitovol, and he went to the Mikvah again there, because the Mikvah for sure was on Durham's side. Vinayach, and then he went to sleep there. So it's more mistaken to say the Lishkas Parhadrin, where he used to sleep, was on Durham's side. Because when he got up in the morning, the first thing he had to do after the Beis Kisei was go to the Mikvah, and the Mikvah was on Durham's side. So it's mistaken the Mikvah should be right there, and then he did the Avoid, and when he came back at night also, he went to the Mikvah again at night, before Shkiyah. So he was there already, mistaken he went to sleep there on the south side. The Amrit Lishkas Parhadrin, Pitsofing, listen, if you're going to tell me no, that his sleeping room was on Sof on the north side, Makdim Koyu Mesech Raglab. When he get up in the morning, Grum, he has to go to the Beis Kisei. The Yosel Durm, he can tell me now he's going to have to walk all the way from the north side to the south side. The Tovah to go to the Mikvah. The Gomach Chvina, then he walked back to learn Hilchot Chvina. The Yosel Beis Semitish Rabbat Avoida, Kula Yoyma. The whole day, those 7 days, the Kohen Gadol did the Avoida. La'adei Panya, when it came near before Shkia, before evening, Modu Alei, used to sprinkle on him the Mechatis all those 7 days. And he became tummy from it because the locha was, if you're a Torah dika person and they sprinkle on you the mechatis, you become tummy. So he was tummy like a tfuyim. So then is vahadar ozlodurim. He had to then walk over to the south side to go to the mikvah, the tovel. And then he had hair of shemesh, he became Torah. Uboya mahadru mezel tsofen. Now he had to walk all the way back again from the south side to the north side. Umeinach and go to sleep. So for the Markasha of the Mim Torah Techino Lei Kuli Hai, that's the Raya, the Svar to say, Mistama's sleeping room was on the south side. Because if it was on the north side, I'd have to walk a lot. I'd have to walk in the morning when he got up all the way down to the south side. And then at night, before he returns home also, his last stop was in the Mikvah on the south side. So I'd have to walk Nochma back to the north side. It's not Mistava, you made the Kohen Gadol to walk so much back and forth. So therefore, it's more Mistava, the Lishkas Parhadrin, where he used to sleep, was on the south side. So that's where the mikvah was in the morning, you'll do the mikvah right there. And at night also, before Shkia also, we go to the mikvah right there, and then go right to sleep. So Mar says, no, maybe that's no raya. When it says, Omi Torah Tachin Alei Kuli Hai, so the Mar Alom Aloi, why not? This wouldn't be any raya. Mitrachin Alei Tfei, Taku Matriach Him a lot. We make the Kohen Gadol to walk around a lot those 7 days. Why? The Itzuki Yulifrish. We want to make it hard for him to be a Kohen Gadol. That we're afraid, the frat in the base of Mikdash Hasheni, we're afraid you could have to do him to be the Kohen Gadol. So you want him to do a lot of walking around, that Lui Tzur Yizit Stuki, he would leave. Inami, another swar is, he shouldn't become a Balgaivinik. He shouldn't have, think a lot of himself. So he sees now he has to do so much work of walking back and forth, he loses his Gaiva. Because if not for this, so if you want to make it easy for him, then both rooms should have been one next to another. Like anyway, you're telling me now one room is on the south, one is on the north. So anyway, he has to walk across. If you stop want to make it easy for him, so you should have made it more easier. Let both rooms be on one side. Inam etislei b'chada. Or else better still, let him have only one room. Let him sleep there and let him be there throughout the daytime. If you want to make it easy, geshmak for him, make it much easier. Elamai, you see, we made two different rooms, two different sides. The pshat is we want him to walk around a lot. We don't want him to have such an easy time. If it's too key, he'll check out. And if he's a margaiva, he could lose his gaiva. So we bedavka want him to walk back and forth. So therefore, the Gemara is not pushing the shayla which side was which lishkam. It's not mukrach if the where he slept was on Durim, easier, or where he slept was on Sofen to make it harder. It's not pushing. The Gemara is not pushing it.
But however, Gemara did bring a raya before that we have a raya out of the two lishchoyes that the Kohen Gadol had. One was on Sofen and one was on Durim. Again, the first raya the Gemara brought that one bias, one lishcha has to be on Sofen side was the first part of the Gemara that said that it was vav lishchoyes hoyu biazoron. Gimel b'tzofen v'gimel b'dorim. His ne'ezos Yisrael. On each side there was three. So first we explained that the three on Dorim was lishchas hamelech, lishchas haparav, lishchas hamarichin. Then it said that the gimel on the tzofen side was the lishchas eitz, the lishchas hagoyle, and the lishchas hagodes. And the Gemara said, what did we do with lishchas eitz? So first the Gemara said, Omer Ablezer ben Yaakov shechachti mahoisa, meshameshes, he didn't remember. And now, b'sholayim alishchas kohen gadol hoisa. This was the lishcha that the kohen gadol used to use. So we have a raya from Abishol that one of the lishchoyes that the kohen gadol used to use was on Sofen side, was on the north side. So that was the first raya that one lishcha was on Sofen side. Then the Gemara brought another raya that we have a raya that he had another lishcha on the Durim side. That was from the next raya that none that shivas shorim hoyu biyazoro gimel b'tzofen v'gimel b'dorim v'yechad b'mizruch. And on the ones of Durim it said that his lishcha was right next to it. So mashma that his lishcha was also on Durim's side. This was the two rayas that he had one lishcha on the Tzofen and one lishcha on the Durim. Because it said there that the Sher HaMayim, that was on the Durim side, and it said, V'agabi Sher HaMayim uvitzad lishchosoi. Mashma, his lishcha was also right next to the Sher HaMayim, which was on the Durim side. So that was the Gemara Sofik. We know we had two different lishchois. One was the base of Paravim, and one was the Lishchas Parhadrin, and one was the Lishchas of the Aftinus. The Shalah, which one was on the Durim, which one was on the Sofin, that the Gemara was by Sofik. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding off Yutet. Yesterday, after the Gemara Gashvin is saying in the Mishnah, that there were two Beis HaLishchas, that Kohen Gadol had two different rooms, where he stood on Yom Kippur. One was the Beis Parhadrin, in the first Mishnah, that's where he used to sleep. And the next one was the Lishchos we had here, the Lishchos Beis Aftinus, where they used to, in the daytime, teach him where to make the Chvina. And the Gemara said one was on the Durim side, and one was on the Tzofen side. Or in the Supik, which one was where? So the Gemara really doesn't come out to a Maskonim. But the Rambam paskins that the Lishchos Parhadrin, the one who used to sleep, was on Sofen side. And therefore, the Gemara says he had to be matriach himself. He used to sleep on the north side, and then in the morning he would have to walk all the way to the Durim, to the south side, to go to the mikvah. And then at night also, when he got finished doing the avodah those 7 days, he used to be mazer the mechatas on him, so he was tamei, and then he had to go again to that mikvah on the Sofen side, and then he had to walk over again to the north side, on the Durim side was the mikvah, then he had to walk over again to the Sofen side where he used to sleep. So the maskon of the Rama Paskins is that the Lishchos Parhadrin, we were used to sleep, that was on the Sofen side, and the Lishchos based off Tinus, we were used to be throughout the daytime to learn the Hilchos Chafina, that was on the Durim side. Then the Gemara says Vaitim, on the bottom, you test. V'yomruloi ishi Kohen Gadol. Then the Ziknei Abezdin, that's when Sanhedrin, they would say to the Kohen Gadol, by calling him a Lashon ishi, Lashon Kavod Adoni, they would make him swear, the Mishnah says. For the Gemara, Leima Tievit Yufta the Rav Huna Bredo of Yeshua. For now, Mishnah should be a kash on Rav Huna Bredo of Yeshua. Why? The Yom Rav Huna Bredo of Yeshua, Rav Huna Bredo of Yeshua holds, his sheet there is, that Hani Kahani, any time a Kohen brings a korban for us, a Yisrael goes to the Beis Hamikdash, he needs a chatas to be brought, he needs the korban Eila, korban Shlomim, the Kahanim bring the korbanos for us. What's the pshat that the Kohen brings a korban for us? So he holds, Hani Kahani Shluchid Rachmoninu. You know who shliach they are, the Kohanim. They're like a Kodesh Baruch Hu shliach. It's not the pshat that the Kohen does it for us. considered like really we're doing the Zrika Saddam. We're doing the Kabbalah Saddam. Just we can't do it, so the Kohen does it instead of us. He holds not like that. The Kohanim have no shaykhus to the Yisrael. The Kohanim are totally, completely shlucha de rachmoninu. They're like a shliach from the Eibishtim. The Eibishtim gave a mitzvah to the Kohanim that whenever Yisrael wants to bring a korban, you should bring the korban. But not that you're a shliach for the Yisrael. You're a shliach because the Torah says Kohanim should do the korbanos. What's his raya? Rabbi Shua, Rav Huna Ben Yeshua holds like this. Diyam rich shlucha de daninu, because if you're going to tell me, a kohen is the pshat, he's the shliach of the Yisrael, he's bringing the korban for the Yisrael, then he's the korban.